You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Tim McMaster here, joined by Yankees broadcaster and former player John Flaherty this week. And John, it's mid-January, so the news tends to slow down a little bit across Major League Baseball. So this week on the podcast, we're going to go with some bold predictions. And the way we'll do this is I'll throw out the bold prediction, and then you can weigh in on whether you think it's something that could happen, something that definitely won't happen, and then, you know, what your reasoning is either way. So let's get right into it. And the first bold prediction for the Yankees in 2016 is Aroldis Chapman will lead the team in saves.
Well, Tim, last week I wouldn't have been able to answer that question, but Joe Girardi gave us some information that he has proclaimed Chapman as the closer. Obviously, we know about his off-the-field issues, and, you know, the commissioner of baseball might shorten his season a little bit, but I think I would have to agree with you that Chapman will lead the Yankees in saves this year. The one thing that I do want to say is Andrew Miller had such a great year last year. And, you know, obviously he could be an easy candidate to lead the team in saves, but he's such a good teammate. He's willing to accept any role, and he's admitted all he wants to do is win here. So it looks like Chapman's going to be the man. It looks like the Yankees are going to have one of the best bullpens in baseball, and with that, he's going to lead the team in saves.
Yeah, and it seems like the only thing that would get in his way would be a lengthy suspension, but I don't see any scenario where a suspension is more than maybe 40 games or something like that. So he's still going to be the guy to get the majority of those save opportunities for sure. Okay, our next bold prediction is Alex Rodriguez will hit his 714th home run to tie Babe Ruth's mark.
I don't see that happening. Alex had such a phenomenal year last year coming into the season where everybody had question marks. I'll admit, I didn't think that he would do anything like he did this year. I don't think there are too many people around baseball or even the Yankees who thought he would. With all that being said, you know, he's a year older. He's adapted to that DH role. But I just don't see the production continuing the way it did last year for the first couple of months. We saw at the end of the year he struggled a little bit. I'm sure fatigue was somewhat of a factor. So I don't think he's going to hit that number, but I think he's going to have a solid year.
He needs 27 to get there, which would be pretty impressive considering his age, but he was remarkable a year ago, so it'll be fun to watch. And it's always fun when you get to those milestones and the countdowns begin around the stadium. It should be exciting watching A-Rod in 2016. All right, our next bold prediction is that Jacoby Ellsbury and Mark Teixeira will combine to play at least 250 games. You got to do the math there a little bit.
It would, games, yeah. Yeah. You're putting my GW education to play right here. I am going to say that they will play at least 250 games. And the reason I say that, Mark was having such a great year last year, and, you know, the kind of a freak injury kind of sidelined him at the end of the season. I don't see that happening again. I know, again, he's a year older, but this guy keeps himself in unbelievable shape. Jacoby Ellsbury, he had the knee problems. And, you know, his career has kind of been one where he might battle the injury bug one year, and then he comes back and has a solid year the next. So I think the Yankees are banking on both of those guys being healthy for a full season. And to be quite honest with you, they both better be if the Yankees are going to try to make the playoffs next year, because Teixeira, obviously, with his injury, was kind of a freak thing. But Ellsbury, even when he came back and when he was healthy, was not a very good player in the second half. So they need both of those guys to stay healthy all year. They need Ellsbury to have a big bounce-back season, and I think both of them will combine to play the 250 games.
Yeah, my thought process with that number was, assuming if one of the guys is there all year, you'd figure about 150 games, and then that gives the other guy needing to get to the 100 mark. So I agree. I think they get there. I don't know if they'll be far over that, because I think they're going to want to give these guys some days off, but it'll certainly be interesting to track. And I agree, they have to get there if this team is going to be successful. Now, this next one maybe ties in with Teixeira a little bit, just because of whether or not he's on the field that often. And it is the next bold prediction: Greg Bird will hit at least 20 homers.
Am I allowed to say that I hope he does? But I don't think that he's going to. In my personal opinion, Greg Bird has to be on this team. And the Yankee front office and Brian Cashman specifically, they don't think that it's a fit right now because you're planning on Teixeira being there and playing every day and staying healthy. With all that being said, I would love to see Greg Bird have some role on this team. Alex Rodriguez in the DH spot every day kind of limits his spot on this team. But everything he did last year, he filled in perfectly for Mark Teixeira. The bright lights of New York didn't faze this kid at all. He's proved to everybody in the organization and everybody around baseball he is a big leaguer and a very good big leaguer. So I guess I hope he's going to hit 20, but I don't think he's going to get the playing time to be able to do that. And I think it's going to be one of those situations where a young kid is going to have to go back to AAA, keep his head up, play some good baseball, and wait for his opportunity.
He hit 11 home runs in just 46 games in 2015 at the major league level. You mentioned it, going back to AAA. That's going to be a mental thing, I think, because here's a guy who said, you know, he came up, he proved himself, everybody saw what he can do. So how much of a test is that for a young player to have to go back to that Scranton team and stay positive, stay upbeat, and not let it get him down?
You know what? One of the toughest things that I ever had to do in my big league career was go back down to AAA for a little bit with the Red Sox and the Tigers, and it's humbling. You realize how wonderful the major league life is, how you get treated first class all the way around. With all that being said, Tim, this kid is special. He's got his head on straight. I think he's the type of personality that knows what the situation is. He's not going to complain. He's going to go down there and play hard. And I expect him to go down there and put up some good numbers. And like I said, whether it's an injury, you know, a lot of things kind of work their way out in this game. So once Greg Bird goes to AAA, if he has to do it, I think he's going to handle it like a pro, and I think he'll be ready when he gets called back.
All right, moving on in our 2016 Yankees bold predictions. We're going to go back to pitching. A Yankee pitcher will throw at least 200 innings.
I am going to disagree with you. I'm going to say no, that there will not be a Yankee pitcher to throw 200 innings. And I think back to last year's rotation, where amazingly enough, CC Sabathia led the team in innings, which is kind of hard to believe. Tanaka really has to, in his third year with the Yankees, be that type of pitcher that they thought they were getting from Japan. And by that, I mean a bona fide number one ace who not only goes out there and wins games, but he goes out there and he eats up innings, you know, 7-8 innings at a time. He hasn't proved to us that he can be that kid. You know, Pineda, there's question marks about his forearm, his wrist, his elbow. Evaldi spent some time on the DL. Sabathia, we know all about his issues. And Severino is probably the one pitcher that showed us at the end of the year he can be dominant, but are the Yankees going to let him be that guy and go 7-8 innings at a time when you have a dominant bullpen? I think all of those issues with some of the question marks, I think everything about the Yankee bullpen and how strong it's going to be, that all leads me to believe that there will not be a Yankee starter with 200 innings.
I was going to say, it seems like when you go out and get Chapman and you add them to Miller and Betances, as a team, you're almost admitting that, hey, we may not have a starting pitcher get to that 200-inning milestone. All right, moving on here. We just have a couple left here as far as bold predictions go. Next one is Brett Gardner will be in the lineup on opening day.
At this point, I would have to say that he will be. I think it's really, really tough when an organization, and then not that they leak the information, but when the rumor mill starts and you're a player and you hear your name out there that you're going to be traded at some point or the team is looking to trade you, it obviously becomes a distraction, and more times than not, the organization would like to make a move so it doesn't become a distraction in spring training. But I think this offseason has gone on so long. I think the outfield market, free agent-wise, has really not progressed the way everybody thought it would. So that all leads me to believe that Brett Gardner will be in Tampa for spring training. I think depending on what the Yankees see with Hicks is that fourth outfielder and his development, I think it all leads me to believe that the Yankees are going to go back to that, you know, Ellsbury Gardner at the top of the lineup and hope you get the production for a full season like they didn't get last year. They got it for about half the year, but not the full season. So if I would have to guess right now, I would say Brett Gardner will be in the opening day lineup playing left field.
All right, my final prediction is big picture. The Yankees will get back to the postseason for the second straight year.
Well, Tim, this season reminds me so much of last year. When you look at the team on paper, there are so many question marks. And if a lot of those answers to the questions are positive, then you might have a playoff team. And if you think back to last year, Alex Rodriguez, Carlos Beltran, Mark Teixeira, Brian McCann, they all had positive seasons, you know, without some of the injuries at the end, obviously. And the Yankees found a way to get to that one-game playoff. I look at this year's team really the same way, and a lot of the question marks are, again, with the aging players, but also with that rotation. You know, are you going to be able to step up and get the ball to that dominant bullpen? Everybody says, you know what, just give me 5 or 6 innings and we'll hand it over to the bullpen. That's a tough formula for 162 games. I think you need Tanaka, Pineda, Eovaldi, Severino, guys to really establish themselves in the rotation. If they do that with that bullpen, and if some of these older players can repeat kind of to what they did last year, I think the Yankees are looking at the same situation. Maybe not fighting for the American League East, but maybe right there for a wild card.
All right, John Flaherty, thanks so much for weighing in on these bold predictions.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.